If there's one thing that you can do to develop leaders, number one, be one. Do what they should be doing. And all weekend, I'm going to tell you all the things to do. And I got a little surprise for you too, so don't worry. You're going to know exactly what to do. When you see the Platinum Club, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. We'll spring it on these guys later. Don't worry. We got this covered. You're going to know exactly what to do and exactly how to do it. It's all good. But you be that leader first. And generally, listen to audios every day, read books a little bit every day, and go to every major function. If there is one thing you can do with anybody in your organization, one thing, it would be get them to go to a major function. If there's one thing that'll get you to financial freedom faster, is get the people that you signed up, affiliates and or members, those people in your downline, get them to the next major function. The more people you have at major functions directly relates to your income and your residual income and your financial freedom. But it's up to you to get them to come. And I'll give you an example. Where's extra chairs here? Is Dr. Tedder, they may be backstage. Dr. Tedder, Tom around? Or they're backstage? They're backstage. Where? Anyway, over there? Where? Over there? All right. Dr. Ted, is Chris up there too?
They're backstage.
Chris is backstage. Ted, come up here for a second. I want to give you an example of this. And Chris, if you're back there, come on out here too. There's some stairs right here. Hey, Barry, come on up. I'm going to bring some stairs right here. All right. Now, grab a seat. Just to give you an example of the importance of coming to functions, I've known these guys for, 20 plus years. They trust me. Except when we're fishing or gambling. But these guys trust me. We know each other. So I call up Chris and I said, Chris, what are you doing? And I was trying to sponsor him in the Global Information Network. Am I right? So hold on to that. So I call up Chris and I'm going, we have no tools. So I can just explain it to him. And the website was like, coming soon. So I'm trying to explain to him about the Global Information Network and I'm finding out what he's doing to see, and I'll explain this tomorrow how I do this, because I don't call him and say, let me tell you about something, correct?
Correct.
When I called you up, first thing I said is, what are you doing? Because we hadn't talked in a little bit. And I wanted to find out what you were doing and what businesses you were involved with, so I can find out how to present the global information to him based on his needs. So after he did that, it just didn't seem like there was a fit at all. And so I just dropped a little seed about Global Information Network. 3 or 4 months later, I called you again, dropped another seed. Didn't push, didn't try to recruit you, didn't try to get you in. I just said, this is what we're doing. You may or may not have any interest, planted another seed. Then things started happening with Jin, and things started happening in him where he freed up some contracts and some consulting work, and he seemed a little more free. And right around that time, we had a function going on, right, in Chicago. And I said, you need to come to this function. Now, at that point, explain what your thoughts of about even considering joining Jin before that function versus after that function.